Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now that I've had time to look at the North Korea explosion with these trains colliding, supposedly, it's very, very suspicious, and I believe this was either a staged terror attack by Kim Jong-il, but I really don't think that's the case because he's already got total control and wants to act like he's an omnipresent god. I believe it was an attempted assassination attempt, and we don't even know if this guy's alive because the country cut all of its international phone lines and is acting very, very suspicious and running around on nuclear alert. They have nuclear weapons and are routinely threatening to nuke everybody, and they're under, quote, maximum emergency. Again, Kim Jong-il yesterday, coming back from China from meetings, and by the way, other world leaders were mysteriously in China. Dick Cheney had been in China this week. Others had been there. And then magically, Kim Jong-il is coming back on a train, and right at the time he's supposed to be there, they claim he just left the area. A giant explosion that blew debris upwards of 12 miles. They're now saying over 3,000 people killed, but we don't know. Very, very suspicious. Very suspicious. He was in talks with China about nuclear weapons proliferation. And I believe Cheney and others were over there meeting with him because this was an unscheduled secret trip he made that was unannounced to China, to the capital, while other world leaders were there in meetings, in secret meetings. And now this happens. So, very, very serious situation. North Korea is about, and I'm not exaggerating here, about 1,000 times more dangerous than Iraq ever was. They got chemicals, they got biologicals, they got nukes, they got long-range missiles that can now hit any city in the U.S. Thanks to Loral and Hughes that gave all that technology to China, who then gave it to North Korea. Very, very suspicious. We're going to take a lot of calls today because, frankly, I'm exhausted. Coast to Coast AM had its first ever panel discussion with five people, including, of course, George Norrie, and they went an extra hour, which I'd never heard of them doing. I believe that was the first two. A five-hour program that I was part of last night. And then I was I went to bed at about 6, and then I got up and at 8 did another radio interview, another syndicated radio interview. So I've had two delicious hours of sleep, which is fine, but I'm a little bit frazzled about the edges, which probably means I'll have a great show. I'll probably be more focused, and I won't be as wild. I've actually found when I'm exhausted for some of our best shows, best broadcast. It's disgusting. The Pentagon is threatening websites, taking down websites, saying don't show the photos of the coffins with the flags. Now, we've always shown this in the past. Now, the Soviets, during their wars, wouldn't allow any photos of coffins, wouldn't allow the people to talk about how their family died. We know the Pentagon's covering up the real casualties, and I've got some serious comments about this. But what's really important is U.S. lawmakers passed a doomsday bill. The Council on Foreign Relations last year wrote this bill. We warned people about it. They were out promoting it, and it's very scary. I've got the bill here in front of me for the takeover of Congress. They've been having lots of martial law drill programs on Nightline, you name it. Very, very serious conditioning going on right now, which may mean that they may go ahead and go with this, with a terror attack for total martial law, because they're actually announcing it and getting us prepared. So we'll cover that as well. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we've now launched PrisonPlanet.tv. It's an amazing website, PrisonPlanet.tv. So we'll talk about that too. Your calls are coming up. We'll go to them early in this hour, I promise. 1-800-259-9231. Give us a call on any of these issues. It's Friday. Stay with us.
Old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet, sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. Their seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the 23rd day of April 2004. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This global transmission goes out on the AM and FM dial from Providence, Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California. Simulcast on the global shortwave during the day from 11 to 2. On 94.75, and back from 9 to midnight Central at 3210, and of course on the internet at PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. Those are all three different sites, different information, key information. Need to check them all out. You can also listen right off of the analog satellite a lot of people have, or the digital birds that are up there, and the details of that are also posted in the listen section of InfoWars.com. Okay, let me get into just some of the headlines, then we'll go to Steve, Bob, Lynn, and others that are holding. Any of the issues we raise, I'd like to hear you specifically talk about these. You're also welcome to bring up any item of news or question or comment, or if you want to scream at me, tell me I'm wrong about something. We really miss that. I'd like to hear why you think I'm wrong. About once a week out of the, let's not exaggerate, 15,000 emails I get, 14,000 emails I get, we might find three or four that disagree with us. That's kidding. I remember 5 years ago, half the emails said I should be put in prison for what I'm saying, and I was a liar, but it all came true, and a lot of you have woken up. See, so the globalists are panicking. They can act like nobody's woken up, and nobody cares, and nobody's involved, but I've seen an incredible renaissance take place. So I know you're out there, though. Those that disagree, you ought to call in. You always go to the front of the line. 1-800-259-9231. Just a few program notes. Again, I rarely talk like this on air, but if I sound a little bit different today, probably end up being a better broadcast. When I'm all fired up, it gets a little out of control sometimes. I speed up. But I had about 2 hours sleep. Did a five-hour marathon coast-to-coast last night with George Norving and others, and it was a pleasure to do it. I think it's the first time they've gone for 5 hours. They just said, oh, this is so good, we're going another hour. Affiliates, we're going another hour. 5 hours is normally a four-hour transmission. So I got off at 5 o'clock Central, and then was so wound up I couldn't go to sleep till about 6:15, and didn't want to wake my wife up, so I just plopped down on the couch. And then there she was over me at about 7:50 with a cup of coffee going, you're on a syndicated broadcast in about 5 minutes. So then I went into that, and I'm not whining. I just thank God that he's given me all these opportunities to warn people through the venue of talk radio, one of the places where the censors aren't in complete control. But it was an amazing broadcast last night. And a lot of things came out with Jim Mars and Steve Quayle and Linda Howell and others. Let me tell you, George Norrie certainly, compared to a lot of other big national establishment talk show hosts, is really allowing the First Amendment to shine through and having a lot of a better guest on his broadcast. So I can only commend him because, I mean, with 14 million listeners an hour, it's very rewarding to not have to basically kill myself to reach the country. Because I'll go on a station that's 1,000 watts, 50,000 watts, syndicated, local community stations in England, in Australia, Germany. I mean, anytime, anywhere, I won't sleep if people want to hear the truth. I'm desperate to warn people. I'm upset about what's happening. You know, they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. I have the documents. They're taking our freedoms. They're doing all this horrible stuff. They're planning to kill 80% of us. I have their own documents on it. And who in their right mind wouldn't fight tirelessly to expose this? People say, oh, how do you do it? I mean, how could I not do it? I'm amazed that people aren't more upset about what's going on. But that was certainly amazing. And then George Norrie starts asking me to tell people how to listen to my show. And when I didn't detail it enough for him, he wanted to know more. I mean, let me just tell you something. That is such a nice thing to do. I mean, other talk radio stations I go on as a guest don't say, how do we listen to your radio show? That's amazing. So that was certainly interesting as well. But enough of that. Let's get back into the news, then we'll go to Steve, Bob, Lynn, and many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Yesterday it developed that when Kim Jong-il, the North Korean hereditary dictator, was traveling back from China with a secret meeting with the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party, and by the way, Dick Cheney had just so happened to be at the Capitol at that very time meeting with officials, and there were other world leaders there, very, very suspicious. They admit that Kim Jong-il was there for a, quote, secret meeting about a deal the Chinese wanted him to make. And then he's traveling back over the Chinese border into North Korea, and there is a giant collision of trains, natural gas and coal oil, supposedly, and it blows up and shoots pieces of debris 12 miles, and they say over 3,000 people are dead. Now, number one, I live in Texas, so we're accustomed to things blowing up every few years down in Houston in the refineries and the chemical plants. But the stuff that really blows up is a, quote, chemical plant or a giant fertilizer barge. I mean, if that blows up, you're going to have stuff fly for 10, 15 miles. But when natural gas blows up, I mean, they've had giant tanks blow up in Houston. Stuff might go a mile and a half. Tanks on the backs of rail cars are relatively small. We've seen these blow up in the U.S. and in Europe before, and they don't do this. So the carnage we're seeing from some oil's not very flammable, folks, not very explosive. Oil and natural gas, something really smells. And you got Kim Jong-il driving through the area on his train, his personal train, his little Adolf Hitler mobile. I say that because Hitler had a train he traveled on. And then suddenly this all blows up. And again, he may show up on TV tomorrow, today, but frankly, we don't even know if Kim Jong-il is alive, because North Korea is so secretive. Within 30 minutes of this happening, they cut international phone lines so the few Westerners, the few aid groups in the country, couldn't get any word out. That's why we have the same info we had yesterday. And so we don't know what really happened, but very suspicious that he goes to a secret meeting this week in China while Dick Cheney and others are there, and then they announce it on his way back, and then suddenly this stuff blows up right after he passes by. Very, very suspicious. Now, the Pakistani president, Musharraf, the dictator, who our government helped install, it's admitted that he has staged bombings on himself and gone, oh, we got a crackdown. Look, I drove across this bridge, and an hour after I drove over it, it blew up. Oh, the terrorists. That's come out that that was staged. Other people do this. And they talked about Taiwan. Did they stage the shooting of the president and the vice president a month ago during the elections? That's all debatable. This is the type of stuff government does. Why do we say that this could have happened, even though we're fans of Taiwan? Because it's problem, reaction, solution. The good guys and the bad guys do it, and I say you become the bad guy when you start doing it, even if you really are the good guy, like the folks in Taiwan, because the Special Forces police were already at the hospital he was brought to 2 hours before the parade in Taiwan. And that was admitted. And very, very suspicious. Looks like a stage deal there, and it got him elected. Which, so the commies don't get to be in power. So you see how problem, reaction, solution can be very effective. And that's how, when we were, quote, the good guys fighting the Vietnamese, I mean, I'm no fan of the communists, you know, oh, let's stage an attack on the ships, Gulf of Tonkin, but then that staged event got 58,000 Americans killed later. And LBJ admitted in tapes now that it was a staged deal. That's been in the Associated Press. So that's the situation we're facing. And so even when our military thought, well, it's good, it'll get us in this war against the commies, let's stage an attack on the ship, we'll see how that grows into real attacks today with 9/11. See, it's not good enough to just stage them now. Now they got to go ahead and do it. And that's clearly what Taiwan was up to. A lot of evidence pointing that way. But I don't think Kim Jong-il was doing this because he likes to act like he's God. He likes to act omnipresent, unthreatened, can't be threatened. I don't believe from all the MO and data we've got that he would stage this. And it could be an accident, but I'd say that's about one chance out of 1,000 magically that when he's coming through from a secret meeting in China, obviously with Dick Cheney, I mean, this is very clear, Dick Cheney was there, about weapons proliferation, that he probably said no, and so the Dons put the hit out on him. Could have been a 3,000-pound bomb for all we know. Now, this is a globalist MO all the way. And Kim Jong-il could be dead. I don't know. They could show some old video of him for the next 2 years claiming he's still alive in a communist dictatorship like this. So I will come back immediately into this next segment, and we'll go right to your calls. So stay there. Then House OK, speedy elections have attacked, and this is the doomsday legislation. U.S. lawmakers passed doomsday bill. Also, the lady who got the photos of all the coffins has been fired, and people are saying we shouldn't see these. Well, we always saw them in the past. I mean, the Russians, the communists, covered up images of coffins. And also, a famous NFL football player who stepped down and turned down millions to go be an Army Ranger got killed in Afghanistan. We'll be getting into that as well. And just a ton of other news. But in the line of duty, U.S. Army Ranger, ex-NFL player, Pat Tillman, killed in Afghanistan. I wonder if they're going to show his coffin. Oh, yeah, it'll be all the pomp, and the rest of it is kind of a PR move, and we're sad for him. You know, right after 9/11, he got all emotional and thought the terrorists had attacked us, so like a good man, he went and fought them, but you fought and died in a staged event. And I have to say that so more don't die. Your sons and daughters with a new draft that's coming up. I mean, I commend him for his motives, but in the baseline facts, he was conned and lost his life so the globalists can get all the opium and oil. Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Urgent message. Effective April 14, 2004, heavy fines and penalties will be imposed for all persons and entities who are not in compliance with HIPAA. HIPAA is a federal law designed to protect all patients' private health information. It impacts over 30 million health professionals, but will also impact professionals outside of the medical field. This year, Health and Human Services has developed a program to reward those who report violators of HIPAA. There are thousands of violations currently, and the numbers are growing. Who needs to be HIPAA compliant and certified? The solution lies with a cutting-edge company that is redefining HIPAA training. Come see why this company is becoming the industry's leader in HIPAA education. Visit us at yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Again, that's yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Act now before action is taken against you. Don't think it affects you? If your company provides insurance through its employees, it does. Call today, 720-312-0709.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up, we'll get into the martial law legislation passed by the Congress. That's what it really is, the doomsday legislation is what they're calling it. The dead NFL football player who volunteered for the Rangers after 9/11. We'll get into the flag drape coffin situation. We'll go to Steve, Bob, Lynn, Chip, and others. But first, let's go to Phil in England because he's calling in on his dime. Phil, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I was on the show 2 days ago pointing out Cheney and Kim in Beijing.
Yeah, you called and said that Cheney and Kim were there at the same time, and that indeed was true, in
exactly.
Secret meetings. Cheney was in secret meetings, and so was Kim Jong-il. And then magically, all this stuff blows up when Kim Jong-il comes back into the country. What do you think's going on?
Well, I think it's important to point out that this is Kim Jong-il's first trip out of North Korea for over 3 years. So, just to put it in context, it has sort of shades of the Pakistani intelligence guy in Washington on the morning of 9/11. But I think there's certainly something going on. I think perhaps it could have been an assassination attempt.
Well, I mean, statistically, from all the data I have and my gut, my sense, which I rarely use and discuss, I don't normally go off my gut, but unfortunately it's almost always right, I believe they tried to kill him, which is a very dangerous move. This psychopath could run off now and fire missiles, and they admit he's got missiles that could hit any city in the U.S.
Quite possibly, but also the train that was carrying oil was apparently a gift from the Chinese government, a goodwill gift to Kim. Was following his train. So I don't know what's going on there. But another theory could be that that this is a sort of staged event so that Kim can call for more aid and the U.S. can ship all the weapons in. They just sold him.
You know, I didn't think of that twist. This could be a, oh, we got to feel sorry for them. This is a problem now. Oh, we can all come into their aid. Good points, Phil. Really good angle on that. That is that could be factored in as well. But the fact is we don't know. Steve in Ohio. Go ahead, Steve.
How you doing, Alex?
Fine, sir.
I just want to say I listened to your show last night. I listened to part of it. I actually fell asleep. But I just want to say of the four panelists, you were by far the best. One of the things that Jim Mars had said on one of the previous George Norrie shows was he says the reason why we went to war with Iraq was to get the secret for anti-gravity in the Baghdad Museum. It was so far out. I'm glad that you don't touch on stuff like that.
I just stick to the facts.
Right. I appreciate that. And also, I'm going to say, George Norrie, I do appreciate, last time I called, I'd said that he was a little bit into the New Age thing, but he's actually giving you time to talk, which is, you know, I think that that's great that George Norrie's doing that. And also, I want to say, have you ever interviewed a gentleman by the name of John Kaminsky? He's a great internet essayist, and I emailed him and told him that I'd like to get you on his show. But he
get me on his show?
Or? I mean, no, you go or have you interviewed him?
Yeah, I've read some of his. I've read some of his essays. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, he's a super guy. I mean, I've he's emailed me a couple times. Real short. He's got like 1,600 people on his list, but he's you know, I mean, he's right up in the same alley as you are, and he's just a brilliant guy. And also, I wanted to say, what was I going to say? I just, oh yeah, are you going to have that that MP3 file on your site with Coast to Coast?
No, because that's their deal, and I'm not going to do that.
Okay, I see. Okay, and one last question I wanted to ask you. You know, I tried to ask this one time when you had Jack Blunt in your show, but what is the transition going to be like when FEMA takes over? I mean, are they going to get on the air tomorrow and say, turn your guns in?
Let me try to answer that, and thanks for the call, Steve. We'll come back and go to Bob and Lynn and Chip. Let me, in the next minute and a half, try to answer that. There's different ways they can spring it on us. But bottom line, whether it's chemical, biological, radiological attack, it's going to be staged by the establishment. They were writing the white papers before 9/11 that all this was going to happen. They were setting up the control grid, training the police, training the public to give up liberty for so-called security. When you get tyranny, you don't get security. And there's different programs, different scripts they've got, but it won't be called martial law. It'll be called a civil emergency, you know, for your safety. They're likely to let things break down in some major cities, so we then beg for them to come in. You know, the media will show lots of people begging for them to have curfews and checkpoints. And, you know, notice with all this 9/11 police state supposedly for the terrorists, well, there's no real terrorists, so, you know, now the police are just being more aggressive to the general public, and statistically that's being shown. It's just an atmosphere. And so just a steady ratcheting up, and I think that's what you're going to see when they start springing all of this, unless we have an awakening and get out there and get people to see the big picture of what's happening. But whereas in the past, radio stations were supposed to tune into another station, and TV stations were too, and carry a FEMA alert, since 97 with the EAS system, everything's wired through a FEMA box by law at broadcast stations, UHF, VHF, cable, AM, FM, not this network because we're not regulated by that. But everybody we feed is, and FEMA just takes over themselves. And they do it routinely in test. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want to jumpstart on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog, or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. We're here live, Central Time, back from 9 to midnight. Before we go back to Bob and Lynn and Chip and Charles and Linda and others, let me get into a little bit more details about this pro football player that volunteered for the Rangers and just died over in Afghanistan. So this shows how much higher the actual troop casualties are. We have the numbers, the actual reports from the foreign press, but, I mean, statistically, look at this guy joins the Rangers, he gets killed. And they have to report on that. They can't cover that up. We'll get into the coffins and, you know, the flag drape coffins and that whole controversy. And this U.S. lawmakers pass a doomsday bill is the BBC headline. And we'll go right back to your calls. But before I do that, I mean, now is the time to get involved in the fight against the New World Order. People are very receptive to the truth. They know that something's wrong. They can smell the stench of the New World Order. It's getting worse and worse. Republicans, Democrats have been caught in more and more corruption. Openly, the UN's now running our national parks, telling our Supreme Court what to do. Free trade area of the Americas. All of this is happening. There's attacks on the Bill of Rights, not just the Second Amendment. Federal and state courts are ruling against the Bill of Rights openly in non-terror-related cases. People are very receptive right now to the truth, but they don't have the big picture, and they feel like they're all alone. That's the fraud that the Peter Jennings and the Dan Rathers and the Tom Brokjaws and all these guys, keep making us feel like we're all alone and just basically create confusion when we are the majority, but we all feel like we're alone. There's a way to wake people up, and it's also informative, dynamic, exciting, scary, and that's with my videos. I mean, these are bar none the best documentary films exposing the New World Order out there. Whether you want to know about September 11th and government-sponsored terror, that's as important as it gets. Get my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. 2.5 hours on VHS, almost 3 hours on a DVD. We have part two of that, The Masters of Terror Exposed, an incredible video, a little over 2 hours long. Police State, Three Total Enslavement, gets into who the New World Order is, how it operates, who the neocons are, the false left-right paradigm, the Homeland Security, Patriot Act 1 and 2, the government-run white slavery rings, the foreign troops, the cashless society control grid, Matrix of Evil Exposed, with Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, Colonel Craig Roberts, myself, all you know, in that film with video clips and news and analysis full of solutions. Ron Paul gets into the neocons and who they are and how they've told him to shut up and how he's not going to shut up and how globalists run America. These videos are all $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more of any of the 10 videos. That's just my videos. I also carry other great films about 9/11 and the New World Order, books on tape, books on the Illuminati. A lot of, you know, the best stuff I've found is on the website. My information and others' information, Infowars.com, to order via our secure, safe online shopping cart, or PrisonPlanet.tv, our news site, or PrisonPlanet.com as well. It is so important. We also need your support so I can hire more people, make more films, you know, do a better job for you, pay for all the bandwidth. So please call toll-free and order some of the videos. Big discount if you get three or more. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Really, don't procrastinate. Call and get the videos. When you get them, make copies of them. Get them out to your friends and family. Put them on Access TV. I want to thank those that have done that. I mean, maybe you ordered a film in the past. We're impressed with it. Why haven't you ordered the new ones? Why haven't you made copies? Please, we're finding that 90% of those who see the videos are waking up. Again, 1-888-253-3139. Operators are there to answer your questions and take your order right now. And again, 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv to order via our secure online shopping cart. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let me just jump into some of the news, and we'll go right back to your calls, and I'll detail more of this news in the second hour. There's no guest today. It's wide open phones. BBC. U.S. lawmakers passed doomsday bill. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a doomsday bill allowing for special elections to be held speedily in the case terrorists target Congress. Now, the CFR, early last year, now over a year ago, wrote this bill. And if you just type that in, CFR Commission on Continuity of Government, it'll pop up. And it is the police state. And Congress is really asking for it from the globalists to put themselves in this position. The elections would have to be held within 45 days in the event that 100 or more members were killed. It is suspected that the Congress building may have been the intended target of one of the four airliners hijacked on September 11th. Yeah, that general wouldn't have ignored the orders of the president to not to stand down. That would have done that, but they didn't follow orders. They shot it down, God bless them. The plane crashed into Pennsylvania after some passengers challenged the captain. See, that's not true, BBC. The police saw missiles, saw planes, and we've had the Colonel Donna Grand Prix on, who's talked to who knows personally the general who ordered the shoot down and has talked to the pilot. Those passengers gave their lives to give us a second chance, said Brian Barrett, a Washington State Democrat. The bill was supported by a majority of 306 representatives in a 435 seat body. Some members argued it was inadequate, leaving the House of Representatives with too many empty seats for a long time in the event that an attack causes mass fatalities. Well, don't worry, the president with the governors will appoint people, and don't worry, they'll win in the election with the electronic voting machines. They advocated a rival bill on temporary appointments. Again, this would require an amendment to the U.S. Constitution. It already does that. See, I've looked at this. This is such propaganda in this article. Judicial Committee Chairman James Sensenbrenner criticized the proposal, saying democratic principles must be preserved at all costs. Constitutional amendments in the U.S. require two-thirds majority in both chambers of the Congress. But see, they do appoint members during the 45 days, and that's when everything can get changed. In the 45 days after 9/11, we got the Patriot Act, all that stuff. But at least they didn't give them the full CFR bill. Okay, let me go ahead now and get into the situation with the coffins. U.S. contractor fired for military coffin photo. This is out of Reuters. A U.S. contractor and her husband have been fired after her photograph of a 20 flag-draped coffins of American troops going home from Iraq was published in violation of military rules. I lost my job, and they let my husband go as well. Tammy Salico told loaded U.S. military cargo in Kuwait International Airport for the U.S. company, told Reuters in an email response to questions. Pentagon tightly restricts publication of photographs of coffins with the remains of U.S. troops, and it's forbidden journalists from taking pictures at Dover Air Base in Delaware. The first stop of the bodies was being sent home. And a website got these photos and posted them, and now they've shut it down. And they're on Drudge. They're on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And last night on Coast to Coast, you know, they got a few emails saying, and one call from a sergeant, a lady, well, you know, you shouldn't do this. This is mean to the troops. Look, when it suited the globalists, they showed dead mercenaries hung up with their charred bodies from the sides of bridges being dragged around the streets. They won't show all the dead Iraqi children. So it's all propaganda, people. These are coffins with flags over them. We've always shown this. And now, a few years ago, they changed the rules, and they even put up blue curtains where you can't see them from a distance being brought off the plane to hide the numbers. We've proven the casualties are at least double what they say in Afghanistan, at least double in Iraq, and that's very scary. This is a Pentagon that's been caught planning fake letters from troops with fake signatures and papers, fake weapons dossiers. They said 2 years ago, oh, we're going to have a Pentagon Office of Strategic Information. Well, they always had that. And it's going to lie to you for your own good. And then, oh, their first report was, oh, we're not going to do it now. That was the first big lie in the new program. I guess they think in hindsight, when they get caught doing all this in the history books, it'll be, well, they told us they would lie to us. I'm going to lie to you. I'll cross my fingers. And you whisper that, and somehow it makes it okay. Very serious. We have a right. You know, the troops supposedly fight and die for freedom. Well, that's called the First Amendment, freedom of the press. And this is a very, very dangerous precedent. We're seeing this all over the country where they're arresting reporters, going after people, telling reporters on the side of the road not to videotape police beating people up. The state of Texas, when a journalist got the document that was public from the state that the head lobbyist for Rick Perry's a lobbyist for Mexico and lobbies on behalf of Mexico and isn't even a citizen. And they called her up and threatened to arrest her. Said, quit talking about it. Tell us who you told. Give us the documents back and shut up. That was in the Eastern Chronicle. So it's this attitude. And by the way, I've studied the first Afghan war with the Russians. They wouldn't allow their coffins to be on their news or anybody to videotape it or take photos. And they wouldn't allow the victims' families to even put it on their gravestone how they died. And a lot of American troops are coming back from Colombia dead. And they're telling them they died in accidents. Down there making sure that there's no competition for their cocaine. Making sure that the big banks make all the money. That's public as well. So what do you think of this? Again, we're going to your calls here in just a few minutes on this important issue. Now, this guy, now understand, I think that he had good motives. He's a good person. God rest his soul. And I think that, but see, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. The New World Order counts on conning good people into carrying out their aims. That's what propaganda is all about. In the line of duty, U.S. Army Ranger, ex-NFL player Pat Tillman, killed in Afghanistan. Pat Tillman, a former NFL player who swapped a glamorous football career to enlist in the U.S. Army, has been killed in action in Afghanistan. ABC News has learned the 27-year-old football player was killed in the direct action during a firefight in Afghanistan. Pentagon sources told ABC that there was no further details available. A former member of the Arizona Cardinals, Tillman, along with his brother Kevin, enrolled with the U.S. Army Rangers after September 11th. They were swept along by the emotion of the terror attacks that the military-industrial complex. Operation Northwoods, the U.S. government document, public document, said, we want to kill Americans, hijack jets by remote control, bomb D.C. They said casualty list in U.S. newspapers will cause a helpful wave of indignation. And when they carried out Operation Northwoods on 9/11, it helped sweep up these people. They went and signed up, and they get to get deadly vaccines, breathe depleted uranium, fight Bush's former business partners. They flew out 8,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda to safety. Now they're just fighting with warlords. And this guy gets killed. He gets killed, and he gave his life believing that he was giving it for something good. So we can only commend him, but he was conned. He was conned. And we need to be honest about that so others don't die, so his brother doesn't die, so his mother and father can have him back at least. Very, very serious. Okay, I'll get into more news here in a moment. I said wide open phones and I meant it. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Bob in Texas, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Before you go to the next caller, I'd like to make a request to you that concerns my congressman, Ron Paul. But what I'd like to say is that maybe it's possible that this fellow, this ball player that was just killed, maybe he saw something he wasn't supposed to and they put him in harm's way. But I can see that the first level thinking establishment media programmed biological robots are waking out of their occult-induced trance. And I think that the cabal of darkness, in view of the current events, is running very scared. And I have it on good word that they are running scared. And they're going to set the world on fire to obscure and cover their tracks.
Well, Iraq and Afghanistan isn't just about oil, opium, weapon sales. It's about a political diversion. And, you know, I've read the diaries of kings from 300 years ago, 400 years ago in England and in France, and they would brag that they would get together with their cousin across the channel and have a 100-year war as a way to oppress their populations.
And now we have another 100-year war coming. Now, my request about Ron Paul, he's my congressman, and what I'm trying to do is make an appeal to all his constituents that are listening to you to make requests to him through his channels to try to see if we can get him to get together with you on some sort of an event and address, among other things, this missile pod thing, which is probably the most damning evidence that could possibly be have come out.
Yeah, Ron Paul stays away from a lot of the 9/11 stuff, and he gives speeches every time he's in the district. I've spoken at events that he's spoken at, but we'll be getting Ron Paul back on the broadcast, and you can call in and talk to him. All right, I appreciate your call. Very eloquent, Bob. Thank you. Lynn in Oklahoma. Lynn, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's good to talk to you again, sir. Thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, I just had to call this morning, Alex, to say to you what an outstanding job you did on Coast to Coast last night. I listened to the entire 5 hours of the broadcast.
Were you able to listen to all 5 hours?
Absolutely.
How'd you do that?
Well, I was listening on the radio.
So your local station carried, because they don't normally do 5 hours. I mean, have you ever heard them? I mean, I know a lot of stations will rebroadcast the first hour in the fifth hour, but they only do 4 hours live. Is that a first for them to go an extra hour?
As far as I know, Alex, I've been listening to Coast for several years, and that's the first time that I recall them doing that. Actually, I listened to the program here in Oklahoma on WOAI out of San Antonio, and you know, it was interesting to me, Alex, during the entire course of the program, not one single person called in and disagreed with the facts that were presented. Not one. And, you know, it was absolutely fascinating to me, Alex, there at the end of the fourth hour, I guess about the last 15 minutes, that George said to you and the other guests that his staff told him that the phone lines were just absolutely melting, just smoking. And then, of course, he extended the invitation to you and the other guests to do the fifth hour. And, you know, I just can't say enough, Alex. I want to publicly thank George and his staff for having the courage to step up to the plate for this country to bring you on and the other guests to get the information out to the American public. Just absolutely outstanding. I just cannot say enough good things about it.
Well, thank you. You have any comments about the coffins or?
Well, I think it's just more of the same. You know, in my estimation, they don't want the truth to come out about the true number of American soldiers that have been killed.
No, I mean, it's obvious. They've always shown it in the past. Suddenly,
exactly.
You can't. They go, it's for the families. Everybody's family needs to know the truth.
Yeah, and you know, a couple of callers last night, and I believe a couple of emails, said something to that effect, you know, that, well, you know, out of respect for families, you know, we don't want to show this, but, you know, all they're showing is just the coffin very respectfully draped with the American flag.
Look, when it suits the globalists, they'll show a troop dead with his guts hanging out before the parents are even warned. Then they say, oh, but don't show the masses of coffins. That's because they're covering up the real numbers of dead. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
It is so un-American. It is so Soviet to cover up the number of dead, to not let the public see the coffins, but then to show barbecued bodies hanging on bridges. It's so transparent. And now this NFL football player gave up his career, everything, to go fight for a fraud. And I can only commend him for his spirit. Imagine if we would have had this individual wake up to the New World Order. But he signed up right after 9/11, went off and got killed, and now opium production's at record levels. over there. And it's just, it's such a fraud. It's so sad. And now they're coming with the draft, my friends. We've got to stop it and save lives, because 56,000 died in Korea, which was a fraud. Wouldn't let us win that. 58,000 in Vietnam. It's really, they say, over 62,000. A lot of the deaths also early on were covered up, and those were never counted. And they're going to try to do it again. Not let us win, make it all a big protracted thing, because they make more money off of that and use it as a political crowbar to divide and conquer this country. Let's go ahead and talk to Charles in Louisiana, then Linda, Kevin, Regina, and others. Charles, go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good, my friend.
I just wanted to ask you, the guy asked the question, how it went on Coast to Coast. How did the callers respond to you?
Everybody agreed, but one lady, she said, well, you really, you know, I'm at Fort Bragg, and you shouldn't show the coffins, it's bad. And I said, well, they showed them in the past, and she said, well, I guess I get your point. But out of all the callers, and you know, I was on the show for, I guess I've never done a five-hour live show before.
No, I missed it, but I used to listen to them before I started listening to you, and it's usually 3 hours the most. But I thank you for that. Going through a lot. I know you're under a lot of pressure, but maybe we could start emailing that guy from Coast to Coast and get you back on, because that's a wonderful step there. You really did a wonderful job there.
Well, thank you. What do you think about the martial law legislation? What do you think about the situation with the train exploding in North Korea? Very suspicious. What do you think about this?
Well, it's kind of odd with Dick Cheney being in. This thing happens. Too many coincidences. You know what I mean? But let me ask you this: when we're gonna give this Iraq back to our Iraqi people, we're
gonna
have our troops is gonna still be there.
Okay, look, again, they're the biggest liars on the planet. They already called it the quote handover in the election. The provisional government is 324 people. That our global government, Mr. Bremer, the administrator, the governor, the imperial governor, that's what he is, the occupational governor, appointed. Now, those 324 are now going to appoint others, and they're calling this an election. There are no ballot boxes. They don't even have the phony electronic boxes. There's no election, no nothing. They're calling it the handover. They, quote, are handing it over to their puppets again, and I guess they'll do it again and again and again. It's a total fraud. It is not a handover to the Iraqis. That is a lie. And now they're in the news today, even having to admit that. Straits Times. Sovereignty for Iraqi interim government will be limited. The new Iraqi interim government, scheduled to take control July 1st, will have only limited sovereignty over the country and no authority over the United States and coalition military forces already there. Senior state and defense officials told the Congress in testimony this week before the Senate and House Armed Services Committee. There's no need to even have them testify. They admit it. But see, they just say, democracy, democracy. We're giving them freedom. Well, we're going to be out of there. No, we're not. They're going to put more troops in now. They're talking about 10 years we've got to stay there. But again, they just tell you that. It's like them saying, there's no plan to have a draft as they introduce the bills. I mean, it's just, they're incredible.
Mr. Jones, I think we're going to win this thing. They're making a lot of mistakes. And I just want to thank you for everything you did, and sometimes I think I irritate you. Please forgive me, but I thank you for the tapes, and I thank you.
You do not irritate me.
I thank you for everything you're doing. You're a lot of strength to me when I get tired and I'm out there, but you're a lot of strength to me, and I thank you, sir.
Well, you guys give me a lot of strength, and let's all pray for each other. All right, second hour, straight ahead. We'll be right back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. 888. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.